As well. Want to let you know, though, the Stillwater flight times change tomorrow. Tomorrow there will be a flight departing Stillwater at 6:50 and at 12:35, 6:50 a.m. and 12:35. And then there will be two arrivals in Stillwater, and that will be at 12:03 and at 9:51. So that changes tomorrow, the one-year anniversary. And we do bring in Jim Littell. And, Coach, this is 50,000 folks that come through here in a year. I know you guys have used it when you can to go out recruiting. It's just awesome what the regional airport's been able to do for Stillwater and certainly for the athletic department.
Well, no question, Casey, and it's been great for our program, allowing us to stay and practice and then maybe get out. You know, it's been great for recruiting that parents can fly directly in here to watch their kids play. So it's been a win-win situation for our program, and I'm happy for Stillwater. It's been a great thing.
No doubt, and hopefully we'll talk to Gary Johnson coming up in the next hour. And as I said before, now you can get Aspen coffee. It's a full-service regional airport when you get coffee. I mean, that's important to this whole
question.
That's a big part of what goes on. Well, you are fresh from off a trip. Now, I don't know how fresh you are, but you're fresh off a trip from Australia. And got a chance to take the team over there. And first off, how fresh are you?
that's a flight now, but it was worth every minute of it. And we're so appreciative of the people that stepped up and helped make that trip possible. We had some very generous donors and fans that, you know, gave our players, coaches, and fans an experience that they'll never forget. There were lifetime memories from this trip.
Well, and Coach, obviously the funding, and by the way, gentlemen, thank you for what you do.
Absolutely.
After the Colin Carpenter conversation, I just wanted to throw that in there. But no, as we've got some military gentlemen that have walked through our here in front of the airport, but or in the terminal. But Coach, when you look at that trip, how many fans got a chance to go? Because there were donors and they got a chance to go, and then there were some fans that were able to come along as well in a little different capacity. But how many people do you have at a game that had OSU orange on?
Well, you know, we had quite a few. Carly Wheeler's family went. There were six in that group, and the McGaskills and Greenwood, Mike and Ann Greenwood went, and Marsha Annan and her mother went. So we had and I know I'm probably leaving somebody
out. Did Barb
out.
Go? Barb went, right?
No, Barb didn't. We've had two surgeries this month.
I thought Barb was with you over there.
She stayed home, and she missed some good things, but she was taking care of kids.
Very good. So obviously some things you had to do. Things you had to do here. I just got a text message, made me laugh. But okay, so Coach, so you guys, let's walk through this thing. All right, you meet in Stillwater. You have to drive down to Dallas to catch a flight, and you're supposed to fly directly to Australia, right? But the night before, they changed it up a little bit on you.
They did change the flight. We were supposed to fly directly into Australia, and it changed where we left from Dallas to San Francisco, and then San Francisco into Sydney, and then from Sydney to Melbourne. And it was probably, I'm guessing, 3.5 hours to San Francisco, 13.5 hours into Sydney, and about 3 hours to Melbourne.
So you guys actually flew to Sydney and then straight on to Melbourne. Oh, I
Correct.
Didn't realize that. Wow. That's, Coach, that's about 21 hours of flight time. That's virtually a full day. And I know they told you guys that, hey, we need to get you going as soon as you get here because you're going to be tired. And if you try to not get the if you try to go to sleep and it's not the right time, it's going to mess you up for the whole trip. So what was it like? And I love the little Gentry Holt articles that she wrote for the website throughout the course of the day. She said, and literally said this in her first entry into that, I think there were three total. She said, I don't think anybody's going to have a problem making curfew tonight. It is time to go to sleep. They were pretty tired, obviously, after that first day.
It was. And Kelvin Taylor, who's the head of Showtime Basketball, his attention to detail, the way he planned the trip, getting the kids active immediately when they got there, knowing when to have the games and all of that, he was very good. I know Coach Easley's been on some of these trips before, and he said it's by far the best trip that he's ever been on.
That's awesome, and obviously tells you. Now, the other thing I loved about Gentry's, Gentry's a very sharp kid, but so she writes well, not surprisingly. But she said, you guys went to a five-star restaurant that first night, and she said that she had duck as an entree for the first time. And let's just say, well, I've tried it. But you know what? That's what it's all about, is those sorts of experiences.
You know, the first thing that he had us do is we toured a war museum that paid the respects to the fallen heroes in the Australian conflicts that they've been involved in, and and they were involved in World War II and a lot of other battles as well, and got our kids moving around during that time. And then we met up with Mason Cox, and we had a dinner on the 35th floor.
I love that
had just an unbelievable view of Melbourne. I mean, it was the skyline was incredible. And you know, people told us that Melbourne is a city very similar to an Atlanta or a Chicago. And Mason came up, was gracious enough to visit with our kids. And, you know, what an interesting story that is. He started out as a scout team player for the Cowgirls. He was recruited up to be a walk-on for Coach Ford. Got in some NCAA games. I think he played against Gonzaga and played very well.
I think he started a game.
And they saw him, and that after seeing Australia football, I know why they like length and having some people with some size. There's some jump ball situations. There's some catching it within the 50-meter mark. And I could see why they recruited Mason, and he's made a nice career out of it. He's up for another contract, and he'll do very well for himself.
Well, and I'm curious, Coach, because, again, we know that rugby, Australian rules football, is their national sport, right?
Correct.
Okay, so, I mean, it's a huge thing over there. Did you get a sense – now, keep in mind, you guys found him in the annex and invited him to be a part of the Dream Team, which allowed Travis Ford to see him and say, be a walk-on on the men's basketball team, which, and again, it's crazy how this whole thing came to be. But could you get a sense of how big of a star he was to the people around there?
He's done very well for himself, and he represents himself very well. And what's kind of crazy about it, he's from Dallas, and he's got the Australian accent right now. I mean, it is full-fledged Australian accent.
Really? How long has he been over there? Two, 3 years?
I think he's been there three? Somewhere in there.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, obviously he has done a very good job, and they did basically a combine with him, is my understanding.
Correct.
And a lot of the things that is required for that sport, he excelled in, and they knew he would be a little bit of a project, but has done very, very well. Okay, so that's day one, right? And at this point you're in Melbourne. I know you're not going to be able to remember day by day. You were over there 12 days total. But how long were you over there before you played your first game?
We got there on the 6th. We left on the 6th, and we played on the 8th. And we basically got there on the 8th, I believe.
Right, because there's a 13-hour time difference from Stillwater, at least parts of the country, maybe a 14, 15-hour. And plus it was a 17-hour flight. So by the time it was all said and done, you left on Sunday and got there on Tuesday.
Correct.
I mean, which is crazy. But so how much practice time did you get a chance to have going into that first game?
Well, we got one practice in, and I think we played the second day now that I look back on it. And we practiced for an hour and a half, and the point of it was just to try to get their legs back. And that's kind of how we approached it. And we played two games in Melbourne. We went to a high-rise building, and our players went on what was called the edge, and I went on it as well. And I know how you are in heights. It was, I believe, the 89th floor, and there's this box where it's like on a chain link that goes out 10 feet from the building. And then it's frosted windows, and lights start coming on, and all of a sudden it's clear. You look down, and it's a mile straight down.
And it is a transparent floor?
Yes.
Is there actually a roof over the top of you?
There's a roof over the top. You
wow.
are in a glass box. They put kind of like shoe mittens on, so there's no rocks or anything.
Right, scratch it up,
scratch
sure.
Scratch glass or break the glass. And I was holding on white knuckle. Now, tell me, what good is that going to do if that thing goes down that I'm holding on to the rail?
Yeah, yeah, like you're secured that way. So nobody jumped up and down or anything?
No, no.
Okay, so you, I mean, you know what? Now I think about it, I think about me not going. It probably was the greatest thing for me. Holy, either that or I'd come back with no fear of heights, one of the two, because you guys toured a bridge as well. But let's go back to the game. First game, you take on a team. Tell me about the quality of that first team.
Good young players. It was the Victoria Basketball Association and 18 and unders, and it was basically the better players in that country in the 18 and under division, and they'll have a lot of Division I players on that team.
I know you can't talk about recruiting, but was it successful from a recruiting standpoint? Did you go, hey, I need to get hold of this kid or that kid, or have any opportunities maybe to make this a recruiting trip?
Well, we cannot recruit over there.
While
we were there. But what we could do is make contact with the coaches and visit with the coaches and express our interest in players that they do have. So that was part of, you know, the thing, but we couldn't have any contact, personal contact with players.
Got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the second game, talk about some of the other parts of the trip. We'll talk about the other games as well, the games 3 and 4. We'll do that as we roll on as well. Are you guys in a Blackhawk? So okay, I just want to make sure. Somebody left their headlights on. No, I'm just kidding. No, I said it was a Blackhawk helicopter. I was right. And even some people here at the airport looked at me like, I don't know if that is or not. And I said it was. So now I feel like I know what I'm talking about. There's two. One Blackhawk, and what's the other one? An Apache. Fantastic. I knew the other one was different, but I didn't know what it was. So, hey, we need to take a break. We got military guys here everywhere. And, again, thank you guys for what you do. We need to take a timeout. Come back. We'll continue from the studio.